Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Charles Wynn from Denver, Colorado. Thank you, Charles, for your support. It is a big part of what keeps the show coming to you. So Greg and I often like to add another song to the Desert Island Jukebox. It's an endless playlist on our virtual DIJ, Greg, and you're going to lay a song on us today that you can't live without. Give us a slight hint of what you're going
to
play.
Well, I'm going to do another addition to that mini travelogue I've been doing. We've been doing a lot of out-of-town weddings. I went to New York City in December, and I got to see the Lou Reed exhibit while I was there. I'm going to talk about that.
All right. That'll be in a minute on Sound Opinions. And we are back, and Greg is still high from his travels, and Greg is a huge Lou Reed fan. What are you going to play?
Jim, I'm going to play Lou Reed. As you said, the New York Public Library has this terrific exhibit of Lou Reed. It's kind of a sampling of his archive, apparently, which is vast. I mean, you get a sense of how big that archive is. Laurie Anderson, his former partner, has done a wonderful job of curating this exhibit along with her staff. And it was well worth it. People ask me, well, how long did you spend? I said, Deb went shopping. I spent 3.5 hours there. I said, I could have easily done another 3.5 because there's so much to see, so much rare video and audio, plus personal correspondence, memorabilia. You know, his mentor, Delmore Schwartz, signed a book to him, and you get that little inscription of what he said to Lou.
You know, I just have to insert, as a lifelong New Yorker, Lou, and having grown up across the river myself and knowing New York, where did Lou keep this stuff? You know, there had to be like 10 storage units somewhere. If not on the Lower East Side, maybe he'd go back out home to Long Island or, you know.
I'm sure. And apparently he did keep it, you know. That was the thing. He did keep records of what he had done. And I'm sure he had people around him who were at various points in his life contributing to that. I know that when he got married for the second time, you know, his second wife was very instrumental in
Sylvia.
That. Sylvia Reed. She did a great job of sort of bringing together a lot of the archival stuff. And Laurie continued that work, I believe. You know, there's little things like a great letter that Doug Ewell wrote Lou 30 years after they had split ways. And it was a very heartfelt letter that's kind of like, it's really great to see that kind of stuff. The original poem that inspired Coney Island Baby, you know, Lou wanted, you know, after the Velvets split up, they really dove deep into this era where Lou was doing poetry primarily, getting it published in various places. So we saw the original manuscripts of those kind of things. But of course, the music's why you go there. No, oh, yeah, I should mention the dog collar.
The one
that he wore on Rock and Roll, the Rock and Roll Animal album cover. So he's got a retail.
Take it off to tie up and shoot up on stage.
Right. He's got a retail outlet known as the Pleasure Chest from which he bought this item. Apparently, you know, right around the same time that tour was beginning.
Went to school in New York. I know it. Yeah.
Exactly. The thing I want to focus on, there was a lot of really fascinating video, a rare stuff, from tours, from rehearsals. The one I want to talk about is that band that he had in the late 90s. I thought it was a terrific band. I got to see them play a bunch of shows. The Mike Rathke, Fernando Sanders, Tony Smith trio of guys backing him that were simpatico. Fernando had been working with him for a long time. And Rathke on guitar became a very close collaborator. Tony Smith just a powerhouse drummer. And they're doing a rehearsal of one of his best-known tracks, Vicious, completely reinventing it as sort of...
Hit Me With a Flower.
Stripped down. And, you know, I always thought the version on the original Transformer album was, you know, it was almost like he was jokey about it. You know, it was kind of a flamboyant track, and I thought there was real power there, but he was sort of undercutting that with the arrangement. Bowie was producing that record, obviously. But this is more of a groove bass, and it's a driving, almost R&B vibe to the song. And it's really cool. And I realized that he had done sort of an acoustic-like take on all of his music on a tour right around that time. And actually, that album was released. So I don't have the particular performance that I saw on audio or on video. But the performance around this time kind of reflects what he was doing with his music. He was reinventing a lot of his songs in more stripped-down, semi-acoustic fashion. So there is a tour from 97 where he was playing the Meltdown Festival in London, a perfect night live in London. Acoustic versions of a lot of his songs with this band, Reed on guitar and vocals, Mike Rathke on guitar, Fernando Sanders on bass and backing vocals, Tony Thunder Smith on drums. And here's a version of Vicious from that album.
Oh, honey, you're so vicious. When I see you coming, I just gotta run. You ain't no good, and you really ain't no fun. I see you walking down the street.
Step on your hands. That is Lou Reed with Vicious, kind of an example of some of the highlights, an example of how this Lou Reed exhibit in New York sort of digs beyond the surface of the best-known Reed stuff to show how his music evolved over the decades.
You know, you and I have to do like a 5 or 6 hour bonus podcast at some point and go over our varying opinions of the Reed solo canon, right?
Because no, it's up and down. It's extremely
way up
erratic.
But I always thought Rathke and Smith were rather generic overplayers, especially compared to the really best band he had in the solo years, which was Robert Quine, Fred Mayer, and Saunders.
Well, that's why I think listening to this would be a revelation for you, because they don't overplay on these tracks.
I've
very stripped
that.
Down. And it's kind of, you know, I thought it was, believe me, seeing that rehearsal from 99 was revelatory. I was like, wow. And not to mention Lou's in a good mood.
Well, that's rare. That's,
And he's enjoying the band, and he's calling up a saxophone solo.
You're such a super fan, you know.
It's like you're
objective. Not that you ever want a critic to be objective. No, it's 100% subjective, but you just become a little kid when we talk about Lou Reed. Me, I'm really excited about the upcoming interview we have with John Cale.
All right, and me too. And I should add, with this Lou Reed archive that's being displayed at the New York Public Library, I believe it's closing in early March. So if you're in New York in the next few weeks, try to go now, because it's not going to be there in the summer.
All right. Greg Kot, waxing rhapsodic about Lou Reed. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. The queen of social media is Katie Kot. Thanks for listening.